Yeah, I'm just 15. To get permission. Chapter 10. Chapter 10, sentence 6, in Sefer Shoftim. You see? פרק י' פסוק ו'. ספר שופטים מורנו. ספר שופטים מורנו, בכבוד. תנ"ך, היום תנ"ך. יום רביעי זה פרשת נוח. אלה תולדות נוח, פרשת יום רביעי. We up to שופט number 10. But his name is going to be Yiftach. So this is just the beginning of the story, the way the Navi puts it. Vayosifu bnei Yisrael aset hara b'nei Hashem, v'yavdu et ha-ba'alim et ha-rashtorot, and Israel continue to worship Avodah Zarah, et Elohei Aram, et Elohei Tzidon, all these statues, and the Avodah Zarah of all the goyim around them, et Elohei Moab, et Elohei Bnei Amon, et Elohei Plishtim. Each nation had its own statue, what we call Getzke. They azu et Hashem v'lo avadu. They left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they didn't worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ichar af Hashem b'Yisrael v'imkirem v'yaz b'ishtim v'yab b'nei Amon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset from Israel and the Plishtim, the Palestinians and b'nei Amon. This is some countries next to Jordan. They started to fight with Am Yisrael. They gave a hard time to Am Yisrael, depressed them. 18 shana, 18 years, it called Bnei Yisrael Hashemim V'yadim V'yadim Maria Shemagilad. They gave a hard time to all Am Yisrael. They lived on the other side of the Jordan River. In the meantime, sentence 9, ויעברו בני עמון את הירדן להילחם גם בידי בנימין ובית אפרים. After they gave a hard time to all the Jewish people that were living or dwelling on the east side of the Jordan River, they crossed the Jordan River and they're coming to fight with the tribe of Yehuda and Benjamin and Ephraim. But they tell Israel no. Israel suffered very much. ויזכו בני ישראל אל השם לאמור. את עם ישראל screamed to הקדוש ברוך הוא, חטאנו לך. We sinned to you, וכי יעזרנו את אלוהינו, ונעבוד את הבעלים. We left you and worship עבודה זרה. יאמר השם לבני ישראל, הקדוש ברוך הוא answered, הנביא came, a prophet came, and told them ישראל, הקדוש ברוך הוא told me to tell you, עלו ממצרים, מן האמורים, מן האמורים ולפשתים, וצינים ועמלק, ומעון, נחצו אתכם, את כל המשיח אתכם מידם. So a few times already, the goyim gave you a hard time, and I helped you and I saved you. ואתם עזבתם אותי, and you left me, ותביאו עולים אחרים, לכן אני אסביר להרשיע אתכם. I'm not going to help you. So this was a statement from הקדוש ברוך הוא, it is not going to help us, because already we betrayed him so many times. לכו, go וזעקו, you should scream אל האלוהים אשר בחרתם בם, to those עבודה זרה that you chose, scream to them. הם יושיעו לכם, עזר אתכם, לא יהיה בהר תיים, go call the עבודה זרה, let them help you, why you calling me now? That's the statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent with the Navi. We don't have the information who was in the Navi that was saying that statement. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying that he is not going to help Am Yisrael. Nevertheless, Ehu Bnei Yisrael HaShem Chatanu. Nevertheless, Am Yisrael said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we did sin to you. Please, Aseh Atalanu Tchotu V'necha. Whatever you want, do to us. Ach, Atzilenu Naim Aseh. But please, help us and save us today from those enemies. In the meantime, I assure to learn Echa Mikirmam. In the same time, the screen talk HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they took off and they separated and they got rid of all the statues that they used to worship. Vayavdu et Hashem, they worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vatiktsar Navsho HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset Be'amal Yisrael. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset what's going on to Am Yisrael. ויצרכו סנטר סמנטים מדי פעמי של בני עמון ויחדו בגלל ועשו בני עשר ויחדו במצפה. Somebody called all the people of the nation Ammon, and they dwelled and they came and they gathered in the Gilad at the same time. Israel gathered across in the Mitzpah, and the city is called Mitzpah. They couldn't find a leader that is going to fight Ammon. They decided whoever is going to come and will be able to fight them, he is going to be the prime minister, the president of Am Yisrael. This is really how the story starts. This is just the way the Navi puts it. But this is really what the story is all about. Yiftach HaGiladi was a person, his name was Yiftach, that was living in this part of the country called Gilad. This is on the east side of the Jordan River. Ya Gibor Chayel. He was very brave. Reuben Yishan Zona, Beret Gilad Yiftach. His mother, that's when Farashim said, really was not from the same tribe. His mother was this, Yiftach's father had few wives, and one wife was from a different tribe. In those days, every tribe got married to its own tribe. Like the fasting, they only get married to fasting. And mashhadim. They're only going to get married to mashhadim for no money. You tell them you have the best girl for you, an angel from Shamayim, he says he doesn't want to know from nothing. He needs somebody from its own city. And that heritage comes from the time in the Torah. Only Jewish form. Comes from the time of the Torah. The Torah in Sefer Midbar says that the tribe of Menashe, when there were those five girls that wanted to get married, daughters of Tzofat, and the people of the tribe came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, we don't want those girls to marry into another tribe, because now the real estate that those girls own will go to another tribe. That's how the whole thing started. And that thing continued until a date that Am Yisrael decided it doesn't matter anymore. But here, it's still that halakha or that custom was still applied that a girl should not marry into another tribe. And Yiftach was born to a person from Gilad, from Menashe, but his mother was from a different tribe. But you look at Yiftach. אמרתי, הכוונה במשל זונה, הכוונה היא שהיא הייתה אישה שלא שייכת לשבט. זאת אומרת, אז בזמנם כל אחד התחתן עם אותו השבט. ועכשיו פה, זה האבא של יפתח, התחתן עם אישה משבט אחר. So he got married to a girl from a different tribe, and that girl gave him a son, and the son was named יפתח. ותלד יש את גלעד לא בנים. גלעד had a wife from his own tribe and she gave birth to children. וגדלו בני האישה, and then the children grew up, והגרשו את יפתח, they told יפתח, please get out of this house. ואמרו לו, לא תמחל בבית אבינו, כיוון אישה אחרת עתה. That's what the מפרשים say. That Yiftach was born from a different lady, that lady really was from a different tribe. And when the children of Gilad grew, they told Yiftach, you have no business staying here. You don't belong to this tribe because your mother is from a different tribe. Even though they are from the same father, but that's what they told him. That's how the story starts. Vayivrach Yiftach mipnei Achav, so Yiftach did not want to have a fight with them, he did not want to take them to court. He ran away. He moved to a different country outside of Eretz Israel. It's called Eretz Tov. He was very brave. And just empty, between empty people, what we call lady killers. Lady killers. We'll tell you what it is. There you go. It means empty people. Empty people gathered around Yiftach, and they made like a gang. Yiftach had its own gang. And they were fighting, maybe they were just working together. It's a question of among the Mefarshim, what did they really do? So that Yiftach had some people around him. So they're walking on the street together with him. So the Navi says, then Tensor Vahimi Yamim Vahilachavu Bnei Amon in Israel, a fight started, the Bnei Amon, it means the nation Amon, fighting with Am Israel. Vahik Hashem Yilchamu Bnei Amon in Israel, when the fight started, Vahilchu Zikni Gehala Kaz Yitam Mirasov, the old people, when we say the officers, the government of Gilad went to the place it's called Tov, and they offered Yiftach to come back to the country. Even though that he ran away, he had a fight with his brothers, so the brothers had a fight with him, he left the country, but he had a name that's a very big, brave person, a hero, and they need him now to fight Ammon, so they're going to call him to come back to Gilad in order to fight the nation of Ammon. Muliftar Lechav, they came to Yiftach, they met him, and they said, Lechav, please, we want you to be an officer. We want to fight Ammon. He answers then, Allah sent Timothy, you hated me. But you are behind the whole thing that my brothers fought with me and I had to leave. Why are you coming now to me to offer me this job when it's very hard for you? It's not nice, you chase me, you don't need me. Now, when you have a hard time, you're coming to call me? In music, that's true. Therefore, Ata now, Shavnu Elecha, we came back to you, Valachta Imanu, come back with us. You should fight them. Not the way they said first that we're going to fight and you're going to be an officer. No, you're going to be the head. You're going to be the president of the people of Gilad. If you're going to bring me back that I should fight the nation of Ammon, it's true, okay. It's a question of Hashem, what did he say? But the simple explanation is, he said, okay, if that's what you want me to be, that I should be the president, the head, I'm willing to do it. When they heard it, God is a witness. We're going to do whatever you said. He came back and they made him as the president and the chief of staff, the chief of officers to be ready to go and fight the nation of Ammon. He was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayishlach Yiftach Malachim Melech Bnei Ammon Lamon, and his first is sending messengers to the king of Ammon, Mali Valach Kibat Alayi Lachem Ba'ati. The story. So it's a very nice thing that he doesn't want to start the fight with him, even though that Ammon starts the fight with him, he wants to settle the case, and he's sending and some messengers, and he wants to know what is it all about that he fights with him. That's the reason. Ki lakach Yisrael et arsi. Am Israel took my territory, my real estate, Ba'alotum in Mitzrayim, and they came out of Egypt. Me'anun ha'be'aguf ha'le'aden, they took the whole path on the east side of the Jordan River. Ve'atah, and now Ashiva etchem v'shalom. Says, if you don't want to have a fight, give me back the West Bank, and give me everything, and you go back to Tel Aviv, and that's the end of it. Sounds very familiar. But Yosef of Yiftach, Yiftach heard it, he said, this is the demand, that Melech Ammon, the king of Ammon, he wants back all the real estate that Am Yisrael got when they came out of Mitzrayim. In the meantime, Am Yisrael is dwelling on that spot. It's on the east of the Jordan River, it's called Gilad. But Yosef of Yiftach, Yiftach, Melech Ammon, Gilad is sending back messengers. He's going to answer his demand. He tells him, tell this king of Ammon, that's how Yiftach is going to answer your question or your demand to take back all these territories. לא לקחת את המתורבת מן המון, it's not true. We never took it. Whatever you refer to, it's wrong. Let me teach you some history, and I'll prove it to you that I'm right and you're wrong. קיבל אותם ממצרים, and he's going to go through the history. ונאם יש סנטנס 16 מדי פרמישן, קיבל אותם ממצרים, ונאם יש כמעט המצרים מלך ישראל במדבר עד ים סוף. עם ישראל הוא בן to the desert, הוא ים סוף ויבוא קדש, עד יקם את הפלס כל קדש, וישר את המלכים מלך אדום, they were very nice. They sent messengers to the king of Edom, Lemor Ebrana Be'atzecha, and said, it's the proof. We're not taking any real estate. The opposite, we sent messengers to the king of Edom that you would like to pass through his land. ולא שמע מלך אדום. He didn't listen. וגם מלך מלואב שלב, and also we sent messengers to the king of Moab, we want to pass through. ולא, אבל he didn't listen. יש לי סבי קדש, we dwell in קדש, we didn't fight. It means we are not fighting and capturing anything. Because we had the ability maybe to fight, we don't say we would have won, but at least we try to pass through the territory of the king of Edom, through the territory of the king of Moab. They rejected our request, and we did not try to fight and try to pass via the territory. The opposite, we stayed back, and we went and we settled and we dwelt in Kadesh without fighting with them. And now Israel went around the desert, Vayasov et Eretz Edom, we came around the nation of Edom, we could have crossed, we would have had a shortcut, but we went all around the Eretz Moab, just as a proof that we're really not here to fight and capture and conquer and catch and take away any territory. Edom Mizrach Shemesh, we came on the other side of the East River, of the Jordan, לארץ מואב, והיה חנון בברענון, we dwelled over there, we parked next to the ארנון, ולא באו בכל מאב, שאלו כל מאב. I said, you can look in the Torah and ספר דברים, it says, we did not go inside the border of Moab, the opposite, we stayed all the time behind. So what do you want? Let me explain to you, I know what you mean, but let me explain to you. וישלח ישראל מלאכים אל עשרון מלך אלוהים ולך חשבון, that's how the whole thing starts. What is it all about? עם ישראל send messengers to Sichon מלך האמורי מלך חשבון. Sichon מלך האמורי מלך חשבון was living at a time on the east side of the Jordan River, and עם ישראל send messengers to him. ואמרו לו ישראל נעבדה בעצך עד מקומי, I would like to pass to have a shortcut through your state, and I'm going to Tel Aviv. ולא אמין Sichon את ישראל בגולו, Sichon did not believe us that we want just to cross. ועזב Sichon את כל המלך ויעצה, he came, he drafted all his people, he's going to attack on Israel. So really, we did not want to have a fight with him. We just, again, we wanted to cross his state, but he did not let us, and he attacked us. Then, Vayten Hashem Elokei Sichon et Kalon Be'etz Mekum, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Sichon in the hand of Israel, Vayirash Israel et Ha'aretz et Kol Eretz Moshe Ve'Atayi, then Israel just took it away from Sichon. This is the part, really, what the king of Ammon refers to. He wants back what Am Yisrael took from Sichon. That's really how the story goes. Sichon, Melech HaEmori, he took away some parts from Ammon. Eventually, Am Yisrael took it from Sichon. And now, the king of Ammon wants it back. He says, you took my territory. That territory was belonged to me. But in the meantime, Sichon took it away from me, and now you take it from Sichon, now give it back to me. That's the whole argument between Am Yisrael and Ammon. That's the way he put it, the king of Ammon. And this is what Mr. Yiftach is going to answer. He says, I have nothing to do with you, I never dealt with you. The opposite, I gave you full respect to you and Moab, the next neighbor next to you. We never captured it, we never had a fight with you, the opposite. He did not let us pass, we didn't want to pass, we didn't fight with you, just we wanted to pass via another country. At that time, Sichon was the head of the country, he did not let us, he came outside, he attacked us, when he attacked us, we took back his country. Now, you say that his country belonged to you before, it says, it's in America, too bad, I'm not here with you. In verse 22, it says, by Yeshua, this is Am Yisrael, after that, Sichon, Melech Og, Sichon, Melech Heshbon did not let us pass, fought with us, and he failed, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us his land, by Yerushus in the 22, it's called Gvul HaEmorim. You were able to inherit the whole border of the Emorim, Arnon, from the place called Arnon, the other Yavokal, the other Yaden, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. ואתה, זה ספניתי, השם אלוקי ישראל, הוריש את המורים פני עמו ישראל, ואתה תרישנו? He says, God, he did that job, and you want to take it away? He says, הלא את אשר רישך כמו של אוהריך, אותו תירש, you have a statue, יהיה עבודה זרה, let him give you. ואת כל אשר רישה שם אלוקי, ובנינו, אותה נותן נירש. We are going to get what Hashem gave us. This land belongs to us, because Hashem gave it to us. You see, Sihon failed, and we won the war against Sihon, means Hashem did it. Hashem gave us this land. We can give it to you. This, you should know that's the whole secret that's going on today. What's going on today between us and the Palestinians, that's what this is a big discussion among all the Chachamim as well. I said, you have to understand, this land was given to us. So who are you to decide that you want to give it to Mr. Arafat Yimach Shumo? It's not your land. It is this land, God took it. And he took it and he gave it to Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov. Eventually, he gave it to us. And we came with Moshe Rabbeinu, we came with Yeshua Binun. We came with Moshe Rabbeinu up to the border, and then Yeshua took us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu led us into Israel. That's what it says in the Bible, it says in the Tanakh. The instructions and the way we should capture Israel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself sent from Shamayim a messenger, a bat kol it's called, and also a prophecy after the body of Israel. Who is getting what, and this is the land that belongs to us. It says, this is what Yiftach is telling the king of Ammon. Sir, I'm sorry to tell you, God gave me this, I'm not allowed to give it to you. It has nothing to do with you and me. Whatever you're going to get is only what your God is going to give it to you. It says, your God is very strong, let him capture. It says, this, the way we got this land is via Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if this, what the Rebbe gave me, that's mine, I'm not allowed to give it to him, to you. By the way, this is halacha in the Shulchan Aruch as well, that you're not allowed to sell in Eretz Israel a house to a goy. That's halacha. If an Arab comes to you today, and he wants to buy your apartment, and it doesn't matter how much he wants to give you, it's a sin to sell it. You cannot sell it. It's a major sin. It's lo techonev, lo titelem chanaya bakarka. Says the Gemara, you're not allowed to sell any goy, any real estate in Israel. Because this land was given to you by Hashem. Who are you to sell it? You have no right to sell it. God gave it to you. If God wants, he'll do it. But you cannot. You cannot sell property that you got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to someone like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not approve him. And that's a law. This is the Lotar saying in the Torah. If you sell any real estate to a goy in Israel, doesn't have to be an Arab. It can be a Chinese, can be Vietnamese. Right.
Very good.
Yes. I said if you sell to them, it's also a sin. Maybe you'll have to rent them. It's not you, it's Rosh Hashanah. So I don't even call it, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Shel Hashem. Like you want to sell somebody, you sell your neighbor's house. Can you sell your neighbor's house?
In the last 3,000 years, since we just now have gotten back into
right. 48.
Right.
All right.
In the interim,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
From the time that Moses took over the land.
Yeshua, right?
Yeshua.
The time Moses took us from Egypt and told us Hashem is taking you to Eretz Israel, that moment it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I am getting you this land. And this is why we have said for Yeshua. It doesn't matter if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me out, it's his job. It's between him and me. But if I'm there, who am I to sell something that I don't own? I don't own it. The reason why we have Eretz Israel is not because we're strong, because we're smart, because God gave it to us.
Right.
That's why we have Hebron, right?
Absolutely.
Right. As long as we agree on Hebron. So this is really what Yiftach is telling this king of Ammon. That who are you to tell me what to do with this land? This land is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. And if you have any demands, once you talk to your God, let your God settle it. And this is a lot of Chachamim say today, with all the respect. Of course, that's what the other Chachamim argue. I mean, that's the whole discussion among the Chachamim. And says that this is called Pikuach Nefesh. We have this to do with these animals. That otherwise they're going to kill you all day long, and they're going to put palms all day long. So just that just I leave it alone. I don't sell it to them. I just run away. I'm running back to Tel Aviv. They're going to come all the way up to Tel Aviv. Eventually they're going to take Tel Aviv also. They're going to continue in Tel Aviv. But this is what Chachamim says. Of course I'm not allowed to sell them. But if there's a question of a matter of life and or death, that those animals will start doing bad things to me, so Pikuach Nefesh Dochei Kol HaTorah Kula. I said, if there's a Pikuach Nefesh, somebody is going to come and try to kill you, of course you're allowed to run away from America, Israel, to come to America. So what the Chachamim said, it's no different. It says, if those animals are going to give you a hard time and bomb the country and destroy men life, for this matter, you're allowed to run away. Again, you're not allowed to sell it to them as business is, but if this is going to save people's lives, of course you're allowed to. And the Chachamim said, no, it's not envy those people. First they're going to take Tom Karev, they're going to take Tel Aviv, they're going to take Yerushalayim, they're going to take the whole land, and then you're going to end up again in America. So if you give an Arab a finger, he wants the whole hand. The Chachamim said, no, you're not allowed to give anything. But again, this question, if you're allowed to sell anything to an Arab, of course it's a sin. So if you have an apartment today in Ramle, or you have an apartment today in Akko, you have an apartment in Yafo, and it's very hard to sell it to a Jew, because in those places already the Arabs are coming into the apartment building, and they buy the apartment building, and they have those little shkotim lach running with the pyjamas in the hallways, and they say, quack, 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 so everybody wants to move out. And no Jew wants to buy the apartment. Well, what are you going to do with the apartment? What are you going to do with the apartment? The only alternative is sell it to an Arab. That's a major sin. Major sin. You have to lock it up.
Walk away.
It's not walk away. No, you have to lock it up. You have to lock it up and lock it. You can't not allowed to sell it to them.
No, transfer.
Not allowed to transfer to a
gold. The
arrow. Could you rent to them? Transfer the arrow. The question if you're allowed to rent to them. The question. It's the question. Let me get it back. Right.
You can't throw them out once you get them in.
Right. Ah. So I see. The Nachaliot, again, you allow to listen to the government to just walk away from it Nachaliot. You walk away. But you're not allowed to make a business transaction to sell your house an Arab. Doesn't matter an Arab, a Goy. Doesn't matter which one. Can be an American Goy, can be an Italian Goy, can be any Goy. Somebody, Mormons, Germans, they come to Israel, they want to buy a land, you have no right to sell them. That's not your country. Not because you're not right, it's not yours. God gave it to you, if they have to speak to God. God is going to tell it, going to sell it.
What about
Sinai? Sinai is not Israel. Eretz Israel is only the land that the borders in the Torah. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why he wrote the borders in the Torah, in Sefer Bamidbar, to tell you what is Eretz Israel. That's the land that he gave us. And also, Yitzhak claims that also the land that we captured from Sihon on the east side of the Jordan River, that's behind the Jordan River as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it to us. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, go, capture Sihon and take his land. Those are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in the Torah for you to know that those parts that the 2.5 tribes were living at were given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. So you have no complaint to ask me who gave it to you, and the United Nations have no right to tell me that they can give it to them, because it's not theirs, it's God. So that thing belongs to the Jews. They go to Mecca, they can go to Damascus, they can go any place they want. But Israel, Eretz Israel, belongs to the Jews because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you so. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chas v'shalom, send us out of Eretz Israel after the first Betamidash, it's his business. But you, not the boss, to give it out. The opposite, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets you, like 1948, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to come back and get there after 2,000 years, it means the Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed that we should come back. Otherwise, the Kadosh Baruch Hu would not let us go. We're going to come to Madagascar, we're going to come to America. No Israel state will be established. If the Kadosh Baruch Hu let us establish Israel, and the United Nations agree that we should have a land, it means the Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed. Now you have no right to sell it. You cannot sell it.
It's a question how far it is. It's a very good question. Part of Lebanon, yes. But again, part of Iraq, very small part. But again, this discussion is after you have it. You cannot go and claim it. You can't claim it because I'm not there. If I'm not there, you cannot claim it. But after you're there, somebody cannot come and tell you, listen, get out of here, it's not yours. And God gave it to you. He cannot just walk away and give it to him. Again, the Chachamim say, in our situation, that's the argument among the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, it's true, you're not allowed to give it to them, but if it's Pikuach Nefesh, if your life is in danger, then, of course, Pikuach Nefesh Dochei Kol HaTorah Kula, you don't have to keep Shabbat. Somebody is sick, you're allowed to drive to the hospital, you have to do anything for him, for the sick person. If you deal with those animals, the Ishmael, the animals, if you deal with those animals, of course, it's not right for you to hold down to those properties if your life will be in danger.
But if you walk out, you can come back in, given the circumstances change.
You can always come back, and always come back. The question is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let you come back. At least you'll try. You see, for 2,000 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let us back.
Right.
And now, 1948, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let us back. There's no question HaKadosh Baruch Hu let us back. Otherwise, he would not let us back. So the English people will send all the boats back to Cyprus, and from Cyprus will go to America. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let us back. But after HaKadosh Baruch Hu let you in, that's what Yiftach says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me. Who are you to demand I should give it back to you? 725, with your permission, you're better than Balak. Remember what he did? He tried to curse on Israel. He tried to fight with them, maybe. And he goes to the history of the Shevet Yisrael Bechimum in the Teva Arov, in the Teva Chol Ha'arim Ha'shal Zeh Amnon Shlosh Mot Shana, Madot Zeh Ma'et Ha'in, says 300 years passed. It's almost 300. It's a question in the Mefarshim, how is it exactly 300? Maybe just exaggerate in a few years. It's a question the Mefarshim tries to explain, but he claims that around 300 years already, since Am Yisrael captured those cities, and now you came and you're demanding. Why didn't you demand it until now? I didn't do anything bad to you. You are making trouble. You're doing trouble. Ishkot Hashem, God is going to judge. Shofet Hashem ben bnei Yisrael ben Amon. God is going to do this job. Of course, the king of Amon did not want to hear. Of course, he said he rejected the answer. He said, I don't accept this answer. I want my territories back. ותהי על סנטס 29 ותהי על יפתח רוח השם ויבוא את הגילה ואת מנשה גילה jumped. He felt that Hashem is helping him and he passed the גילה ומנשה ויבוא את מצפה גילה לבת נעמון. He passed all the way, almost all the way down to the other side of what we call the state of Jordan today, and he's fighting with them and he's capturing it and he's just bringing back this land to Am Yisrael. In the middle of the war, Vaidar Yiftach Neder Lashem Vayomar, he made a neder and he said, if you're going to give me this nation, whoever is going to come out of the doors of my house, I'll come back safely, I'm going to sacrifice. It means, simple explanation means, it means like this. And he said he wants to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu something, and he says, I'm going to come home, somebody's going to come out of the door, I'm going to grab that something, and I'm going to slaughter him. Slaughter it, or slaughter her, whoever's going to come out. That was his promise to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him the right to overcome Ammon. ויבוא יפתח אל בני עמון, then he continued chasing בני עמון, וללחם בהם, he's fighting with them, ויתנם השם בידו, he's winning the war. יקם, he was able to hit them מהעורר, אז בואכה מינית 20 מיר, ועד הבל כמים הקבל עמון, ויתנם דמו בני ישראל. He chased them, he caught them, he hit them, and they were just became slaves to Am Yisrael. This is the end of the war. You won the war. The first time Am Yisrael betor, then he comes to his house Am Yisrael, and he's going towards his house. His daughter is coming out with a trumpet. She's dancing. Not trumpet. What do you call tupim? What's tupim? Drums. Tambourines. She is the only daughter, and she is dancing. When he saw her, he cried because the habit toy is floating. Oh my God. Look what you did to me. You are the one that gave me such bad news. I promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my mouth. I did something. I promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu something. I will not be able to go back. What is this? What is it? Because he said, he promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come out from his house. He's going to sacrifice. He's ready to sacrifice his daughter. He's going to sacrifice his daughter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sorry?
He doesn't want to sacrifice his daughter.
Yeah, he
doesn't. He doesn't want to sacrifice his daughter.
But he's also implied that he would have sacrificed anybody else who came out of the house by himself.
How can he make
that shot? She says to him, you promised to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aseh Le'Gashetem Picha, do whatever you want. You want to slaughter me? Slaughter me. He said, you want to slaughter me? Slaughter.
He meant,
you write what you say. But that's what he meant. But that's the discussion, what's going on. So that's the hero that promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu something. And now his daughter came out of the door. Now he's upset. He tore his clothing. He's telling his daughter, I'm going to have to slaughter you. That's my neder. I'm going to have to slaughter you. So she agreed. She said, that's what you promised God. Go ahead. I'm ready. But she tells her father, you are saying about this. Please do give me this thing what I'm asking you. I pay many shnayim chodashim. Leave me for 2 months. Let me go to the mountain. I want to cry on my life. And myself and my friends are going, to the mountains and we'll cry for 2 months. And after 2 months, I'm coming back to Sotomi. That's the simple explanation of the pasuk. Chachamim said to Gemara, what she meant is, she said she's going to Bedim. She's going to Chachamim, and she wants to find out what the Chachamim will say. Is it true? The Gemara said, Iftach Amaret. He doesn't know how to study Torah. Says the Gemara, he doesn't know Torah. He's talking without understanding what he's saying. His head, it means nothing. You don't slaughter people. You don't slaughter your daughter. Who are you to do such a thing? What's coming to your head? Since when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to slaughter your daughter? Stop it. Chachamim came and told the girl this. And the girl came home and told her father, I went to Bedin. Bedin was there. He said, what kind of nonsense? Then Chachamim, he did not answer. He did not listen. Eventually, there's a big discussion among the Chachamim what happened. Some of the Chachamim said, that's what he did at the end. This is sentence 39. He did to her whatever he promised. That's the same explanation the Gemara says, that what happened was that after 2 months she came back and he slaughtered her. He slaughtered her, he killed her. Huh? Doesn't say in English? What's it in English?
That she just remained a virgin. She never knew a man.
No. What does it mean by Yas Light into Ashen Adar? Just a sentence before. What does the English translation say? So What did the Chachamim say? What he did is he locked her in the house. He went, he locked her in the house, locked the door. Locked the door on her. She never got married. She stayed in the house. Did he explain all that? He said he locked her in the door. He locked her in the door. What does it say? Vayas right into Rosh Hashanah. How does it translate the English translation? So what does it mean? What does it mean? What he carries? So what does it mean?
She never knew a man.
No, no, you don't understand. That's the last sentence.
This became a practice in Israel.
No, before.
It says Vayasla, right?
He did to her. I didn't know what the English translation is. What the English translation is? What does it mean? Did he do or didn't do?
It said he carried out the vow.
So what does it mean? Right. Some Chachamim said he did. Some Chachamim said no. He just locked her in the room. He locked her in the room until she died in the room by herself. She never got married. Some Chachamim did say that he did slaughter her. Some Chachamim said this was a big mistake. Not only such a big mistake, some Chachamim said that at the time Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen was alive. And Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen was a Navi, who was the head of Am Israel, and he heard this, and they told him, why don't you go and tell him? So Pinchas said, well, I'm the chief rabbi. He should come speak to me. So Yiftach, they came to Yiftach, and they said, we went to the chief rabbi, and the chief rabbi said, that you're wrong. So Yiftach said, let him come to me, I'm the king. So he said, he doesn't want to come to me. So he said, so you want to go to him? He said, I'm not going to him, I'm the king. He's supposed to come to me. Pinchas said, I'm not going to him. He should come to me. In the meantime, they killed the girl. That's the way it says in the Gemara. Says the Midrash, Pinchas at that moment, because he did not go to Yiftach and tell him you're wrong, he is responsible for the death, not only of the daughter, he is responsible for the next chapter, was the fight between Bnei Ephraim and Menashe, 42,000 people died. The Midrash blamed Pinchas for that. He says, it's your fault. Why didn't you go and tell the king he's wrong? You are the chief rabbi, you should have gone. So the Midrash, because he did not go, he lost his Ruach HaKodesh. He fell from his stage as a prophet. He lost his connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until we'll find him back in Sefer Melachim, Eliyahu HaTishbi mitoshavei Gilad. It says then he came back after so many years of punishment that he was disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he did not want to go and tell Yiftach, you're wrong. He said, I'm the chief rabbi, he should come to me. And he did not want to forgive, if we may say, his pride, rather than to go and convince Yiftach about this matter. So that's the story. It's a very nice story. But this guy was the leader of Am Yisrael. Even though, again, the Gemara said Yiftach was not the most knowledgeable person in the world. It made the Gemara also describe in the Gemara said Kale Olam. It was just a person with no stability. He was a very light person, said the Gemara about him. Still, he is considered one of the judges that transferred the Torah to us. And Chachamim count him as one of the Shoftim, and we have to know the Shoftim are not just judges and leaders of Am Yisrael, the leaders. This is matters of continuing our heritage. But Yiftach ruled Am Yisrael for 6 years, 18 years before was no leader. And Yiftach came, and it shouldn't be like a hole or a gap in the chain of Am Yisrael. It said, who continued everything? How do you know? It says, who is telling you this, how you have to behave, and this is the Torah, and that's what Hashem meant. We need for this a leader. And those leaders are being counted in our books, who gave who to what. And it's not just somebody came one day and said, okay, this is Torah. He said, you had to have a rabbi. You had to have a teacher. You cannot just come from the woods
and say, listen, I'm the Mashiach, I'm telling you this. He says, you Mashiach, maybe, who is your rabbi? He says, I came from Shammayim. He says, you're not Mashiach. You must have a heritage. Says, this is Pesach Avot, says, Moshe kibel Torah Sinai, Mitzrayim Yeshua, Yeshua l'Zkenim, Yeshua l'Zkenim, Zkenim l'Neviim. He says, you have to know the Torah goes one step at a time, from one person to the next. If you look in the Rambam writes, until Rav Ashi wrote the Gemara, the Rambam writes, from Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, and that's how the Torah goes from generation to generation. You cannot just come one day and say, I understand this, and I think that's the explanation of that. It says, you must have a Rebbe. If you don't have a Rebbe, it's no continuity to the Torah. It says, Yiftach is one of them. So in one way we have the description that he's Mikale Olam, that he's a very light person, there's no stability, he's not a Talmid Chacham, he's a little bit Amaret, he's going to slaughter his daughter. On the other hand, he is one of the judges that he is a ring in the chain. A link in the chain that he must consider it. It's not just a story in the Sefer Shoftim about Yiftach, he is somebody. The question is, what's behind this story about this guy Yiftach? So really, that story of his is not clear. But,
so I'm not... The significant individual, as far as we can see.
Right. But the question is...
He's got a major role.
Major role, right. Has to have a major role, because otherwise our heritage is being cut off.
Why is it that we're always questionable lineage with all of the
right.
Believers?
Right, it's a question of what it means something was wrong. But still it doesn't mean that everything is wrong. If a person does certain bad things, it doesn't mean that the person is
the same with his mother.
Well, again, the mother, we hear the Chachamim said the explanation, the mother was not bad. The mother was just from a different tribe. It's not really she does a bad thing. So understand, really, it doesn't say over here, but it says in Sefer Melachim, and that's the way it says in the Zohar, clearly, and the Midrash. It says, Ammon and Moab were always partners, as far fighting with Am Yisrael. And the king of Moab, his name was Mesha. This is a few hundred years later. And this guy, Mesha, Melach Moab, he gathered his cabinet. And he asked the cabinet, what is this power of Am Yisrael? This is the time of the kings, of first Beit HaMikdash. And they told him, constantly the Jews said, Akedat Yitzchak, Akedat Yitzchak, Akedat Yitzchak, Akedat Yitzchak. So Mesha Melach Moab, the king of Moab, said, what is that? He says, Abraham went, and he tried to slaughter his son. He tried. So Mesha Melach Moab said, he tried. I'll take my oldest one, and I'm going to do it. So he went on top of a wall, and this is in the Tanakh. He went on top of the wall, he held his son, and he slaughtered on the son. Slaughtered the son on the wall. That thing, says the Zohar, says the Midrash, made such a confusion, if we may say, in Shamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called wanted to forget HaKadosh Yitzchak. He says, can you imagine a goy took his own son? Of course we may say a goy doesn't have the same feeling, but it's not true. He took his oldest son, he was supposed to be the king after him, and slaughtered him. He says, slaughter him for God. I'm slaughtering for God. He says, to overcome the power of Abraham Avinu. This is what I said, the Midrash says, at that time, Nishamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting on the chair, and the angels were around him, and said, look, what you like the Jews so much, look what it is. Look, this guy, a goy, that worship of the Zarah, decided to slaughter his own son. Abraham only tried, he did it. And the Zohar, the Midrash, will say that in order for us to gain back, if we may say, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we had to sacrifice a lot. So the answer is like this, of course, you know, when you read this story about Yiftach, it's nothing. But the way the description is that, you know, he made a vow, you know, he promised that the enemy is going to come out of his door, he's going to slaughter. He says, listen, he wasn't stupid. I mean, What do you mean something is going to come out from his house, it's going to smoke, he's going to win a war, you know? He's going to win a war against the Ammon. You don't promise God if you win a war, a cockroach. You don't think if a mosquito will come out of the house, it's going to slaughter a mosquito for God. I said, this is a very serious business. He's going to save all of Israel from that nation Ammon. We're talking about a war that everybody was afraid. This is how the Tanakh, the Navi, is painting the picture that everybody is scared of this nation. It's 18 years of slavery to that nation. They don't have any leader. They have to get a leader from the city from outside. They're on the chase. And they're going to beg him to come back. And he's dealing with them. He's arguing with him. He wants to be the leader and the chief of staff. He says, finally, you have this guy, and he's standing in front of this goy, and he's going to win the war. He says, I promise God, whoever's going to come out of my door, I'm going to slaughter him. So the prophet says, what do you mean he's going to slaughter him? What is this? A sheep? I says, this is what you promised God. He says, if you're going to give me this nation, I'm going to give you a sheep. He's making a joke out of a sheep. Of course, he meant, I'm going to do anything for you. Test me, and I'm going to do it. He says, Dari, that's something comparable to Akedat Yitzchak exactly. I said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote in the Torah, it's true, it's true. Everything is true. Did Avraham Avinu have a test? Sure he did. Akedat Yitzchak told him to go slaughter Yitzchak. Did he trick Yitzchak? Of course he did. He was ready with a knife. Of course he did. He said, Avraham Avinu of course knew the halacha and said, you cannot slaughter people. Not only that, the Rambam writes, Avraham Avinu used to go and preach. Because the nation, those that also used to say these kind of things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves blood, why don't you slaughter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu children, people? The women used to go and give lectures, says that's nonsense. You slaughter to God, animals. Here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, you know what? Now you slaughter your own son. He says, me slaughter my son. After all my life I'm giving lectures. Don't slaughter children. Don't slaughter children. You take, I take my own son, the only one that I have. He says, there is the same thing you start. He says, he has only one daughter. He has no children, he has nobody. He says, I promise God, here she is. She can watch you come out. Of course, it's a coincidence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told her to come outside. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do it. So, of course, it's like you said before. It's only, he said, the Aleu Lola. He said he wanted and expected a miracle to happen to him. The same way that happened to Avraham Avinu. At the last moment, an angel came. And then to say to him, don't touch him, don't touch him. But of course, this was the... So?
There was a distinct difference. Abraham was told by God to do that.
Right, but he made an error. Right.
He took it on his own.
Right, right. It's true. But again... Right. Yeah. You're right. You're right. But again, he made this promise in order to prove to HaKadosh Baruch Hu it is all the way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, you have to remember, this was after the time that Am Yisrael suffered for 18 years from those goyim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, I'm not going to save you, I'm going to let you go down because you always promise and you always go back on your promise, you always worship Avodah Zarah, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. Here he comes, and now he's talking in the name of God, he's going to win the war in the name of God. So he's promising God something outstanding. Something that he says comparable to that thing that Mesh HaMelech Moab did. Of course, everyone doesn't like it, that this guy Mesh HaMelech Moab, the king of Moab, slaughtered his own son. Nevertheless, says Dari, says the Zohar, says the Midrash, that act actually did in Shamayim, if we may say, confusion, that the angels told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look what he did. This person said, I don't want it. I know you don't want it. But this guy gave you something to show how much he loves you. He says, why did he do it? He says, he learned it from Avraham Avinu. He says, here is that also. He said, well, that's what I want to do for God. He says, I'm going to slaughter anything. He says, oh my God, my daughter came. Oh my God. Still, says, even though, says Dari, this guy is really, if you say, he did not have the right knowledge in Torah, he could have understand better that you're not allowed to slaughter. Nevertheless, says Dari, that's what it means. If you want to win HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attention back to you, you have to sacrifice something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's when Navi emphasized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them Israel, I'm not with you anymore, I'm done with you. And Navi is saying these statements, and here Israel comes and they're going to look for a leader, and he is supposed to get back, if you may say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's umbrella on top of us. So how are you going to get it? How are you going to get it? Hashem told a Navi, I'm fed up with them. they should not speak to me anymore, I'm not interested in them until Chas v'Shalom. Do you think because the guy is a hero, because he's a, what do you call it, Schwarzenegger? What do you call it?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, this is because he's a hero, he can overcome. This is Navi telling you. Chachamim said that Navi was Pinchas. And he said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset at you. So now you think you can win. You can win if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's upset at you. Only way to gain back HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love is by doing something that really will shake that you call the Shamayim. The same thing that Meir HaMelech Moab did by actually doing it, that's he, Mr. Yiftach, understood that he has to promise something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, his daughter came outside, he said, oh my God, I lost you. But again, he said, I have to do it for God. He says, because now I'm going to gain back the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. The main thing he loves us is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That thing, says the Gemara, says David, this is, was the argument that Pinchas should have gone to him and tell him it's not necessary to do it, now to do it. He says, well, I had to gain back HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love from Israel. How am I going to get back the love of him? I can't just go back. How can I go back? So Chachamim said, no, he should have gone, and he should say, no, I didn't mean it. He says, again, says David, what he did is not just to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu something. He wanted to gain HaKadosh Baruch Hu's back, that he should be our God in Eretz Israel. That's why the story is written. He says, of course, he did maybe wrong. That's what Chachamim say. He should not have done it. He should have listened. He should have gone to the rabbi. He should have gone to the Sanhedrin. He should have listened. That they would have called him not to do it. That act not to do it by the Chachamim should be something similar to what the Kadosh Baruch Hu told the angel to tell the Chachamim, don't slaughter him. This is maybe a mistake upon Yiftach. But the idea, says Zari, the idea how to save Israel from the enemies is only by sacrificing yourself. You know, this is, I don't know if it's true or not, but this is the suicide bomber. This is what they tell them. They tell them, you can have Olam Haba, you can have this, you can have all this kind of nonsense. And this is something, the opposite of Akedat Yitzchak. I mean, Akedat Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you and gives you to Israel because of Aminu was about to slaughter. And they're ready to give their life for their nonsense, what we call religion. Still, giving their life for something is something to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're ready to give our life to Him in order to gain His love. He said that this is really, you should know that Gemara said, Israel Gibor HaKovish Titzro, that we're by controlling ourselves, or the Ta'anit, the person does Ta'anit, he fasts, the Zari, that gains back the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the story about this guy, that he's really number 9, that's what the Chachamim say, of that chain of the heritage that we have from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. You just cannot ignore this guy, you cannot just skip this guy, the guy is a nothing. This is, he made a tremendous mistake. He got punished, says the Ari, says the Gemara, that while he was walking on the street, part of his body fell. And the Gemara says there's no grave of this guy. He says he was walking on the street, all of a sudden his head fell. In another place, another hand fell. In another place, his ear fell. His nose fell. He says part of his body just fell on the street because he slaughtered his daughter. This was his punishment. But the idea behind it, says Zari, the idea is right. You cannot just go and fight in Amon if you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu letting them giving you a hard time. Just by fighting them back, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not on your side, you cannot win them. You can win them if you do something outstanding for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what some Chachamim say, that after the Holocaust, we got Eretz Israel. That's what so many Jews were slaughtered on Kiddush Hashem, or were killed on Kiddush Hashem. And they said, we give our life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was Akedat Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw so many Akedat Yitzchak. He gave us back Eretz Israel the same way he gave us Israel originally. And says that thing was needed, some Chachamim say, for us to gain back the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Chachamim said. That's what Ari said. That's why the story of Yitzchak was written in the Tanakh by Shmuel HaNavid, to let you know that if Chas v'Shalom, something so bad happened, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want you anymore, still is a chance. As long as you don't have to Chas v'Shalom to slaughter your children, this was a mistake upon Yiftach. But still, you have to give part of your nefesh, part of your life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either by Ta'anit Tzedari or by controlling ourselves, by not letting your body have whatever he wants. This is to show that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, to gain back the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.